a gutter in there to keep the water from, and has a, it has a fall to each side. Besides coming together, it has one going that way so the water will run off.
And say if you had a lot of old worthless things like old broken furniture and things that
No, Joe.
That weren't any good anymore. You'd say, well, that's not good for anything. That's just what?
Junk or bric-a-brac? I don't know.
Where would you store things that you didn't know what to do with?
Well, Mama wasn't much of a person to store things. She used all the space in the house as a payload. It either carried its way or she got rid of it.
Did you ever, well, say if you had a room, though, that you used for storing things that you didn't know what to do with, that you didn't want to throw out, that you didn't have any use for, you'd call the place where you'd keep them. You'd call that
the storeroom or a closet.
Did you ever call it a junk room or a lumber room? Or
no.
And a woman would say, if her house was in a big mess, she'd say, I have to
clean up the house.
Okay. And the thing that she'd sweep with would be
the broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you said the broom was...
It was a broom closet.
Well,
we had a broom closet.
Uh-huh. Well, what if you just put it in the corner and then open the door so you couldn't see it? You'd say the room was...
We never did that.
Well, in relation to the door, the room would be...
In the corner, back of the door.
Okay. And years ago, on Monday, women would get all the dirty
wash
clothes...
Wash day. Boy, that was... We had three servants.
Uh-huh.
A washwoman, a cook, and a woman that came once a week or twice to general cleanup of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But at our house, the washwoman worked every day. She didn't work just Mondays. She washed one day and ironed the next, and washed one day and ironed the next, and washed one day and ironed the next.
She'd say she had to do
the washing.
Uh-huh. Nowadays, you could send your clothes to the
laundry.
Did people use the word laundry back then?
Yeah. But there weren't any laundries in the house. We had a laundry in an outside room at the house, close to the woodshed.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an outside commode and toilet and all for the servants.
Mm-hmm.
And a bath, a shower bath. And there was water piped originally after it was cut out from the house out to the out bathroom.
What did you call the out bathroom?
An out bathroom.
Any other names for that?
Not that I can remember. That's the bathroom outside there. It's in the servants' bathroom.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of an outhouse or privy?
Oh, sure. We had those at the ranch. Those were just a hole in the ground, and everybody went there and did what they had to do, and they just stayed there.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you called
the privy.
Uh-huh. Any other names for that?
Well, the outhouse.
Mm-hmm. Any joking names or vulgar names?
Well, there was a man came along in the early 20s and he called it what did he call it? He wrote a poem about it. I was thinking of that just now and then it slipped my mind. What was he called? You see, when we moved to Brownsville in 1908, the city had just put in a big water supply out here at the light plant, the lights. And we had electric lights and running water at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Not hot water, but running water.